And the importance of the crash itself is the mechanism of injury, which leads us as healthcare givers to better understand what the potential injuries, and we're talking about today the spine, injuries to the spine. So when you have certain mechanisms, certain impacts that are of a certain direction, we have the more common type of injuries that we see. We see the axial compression type injury, which is really a force in a downward position. And if you can imagine, in a minute we'll talk about the anatomy a little bit, but a downward or axial compression causes elements to be stressed to the point that they basically explode. They push outward, they fracture. They can cause very severe injuries, oftentimes the more serious type of spine injuries, spinal cord injury. We also have the flexion or hyperflexion injuries, which is a downward type of fashion, mostly incurring on frontal collisions. We have the extension or hyperextension type injuries that we see predominantly with a rear end collision. And then there are rotational forces, maybe a side impact front or to the rear of the vehicle where the individual's head goes one way, the body goes the other way. And that can also be quite severe in that it leads oftentimes to serious soft tissue, even vascular type injuries. And then we have the lateral flexion, lateral hyperflexion. And again, when we look at the anatomy, you'll realize the mechanics impact on the different structures of the spine, which is very quite complex. And then we have the distraction, which is really the pulling of ligaments where there's often bone coming off attached to the ligaments. It's a very forceful type injury, often occurs with hyperflexion, hyperextension type injuries as well.